It is December, and with 2019 winding down, we're starting to see the usual assortment of year-end lists. Best movies of the year, best books, best music. But this year, the streaming music service Spotify is putting its users at the heart of the year-end conversation by providing users lists of their most listened-to music of the year. And these lists are now being widely shared around social media, and they provided some interesting insight into listeners' inner lives and their relationship with music. And I'll admit, one of my selections this year was a song that was first recommended by our colleague, WNYC's John Schaefer, host of New Sounds. FYI, that song was by Makleet, an Ethiopian artist that mixes jazz and folk and Eastern African music. John joins us now to talk about the trend and maybe some insights into his inner life. Hey, John.
Well, we'll see, Sean.
So, all right, these lists of most listened to music, they're being posted all over social media, and it really has taken off. I feel like every time I sign in to Instagram, I see these things. Why?
Well, I think because it's kind of a democratization of something that was previously the realm of the critic. At the end of the year, the critics got to weigh in on, but the critics do that all year round.
Right.
So what makes this different is you can be your own critic. You know, this is what I was most driven by, most moved by during the past year.
And the interesting thing about this, though, is that there's a difference between if you were to curate your own list of your favorite music of the year and then look at the most listened to music of the year, there's a difference there.
There will often be a difference. And that's what's interesting about, you know, when Spotify or iTunes just spits numbers at you and you think, God, did I really listen to that song that much?
Right. Because
you may say, well, yes, the new symphony by the Pulitzer Prize winning composer that I love was my favorite piece. But then, you know, Beyonce is your number one listened to. And so you may think of yourself as one kind of music fan, but your numbers may say something else.
And that does bring us to the idea that the list has potential to unveil people's guiltiest pleasures. And we have to say, without naming names, there are some people we asked in the WNYC newsroom who would not tell us who topped their list. So why would people be so embarrassed to admit the music that they love, that they literally listen to the most?
Well, I think it has to do with, you know, the way we present ourselves to people. And there are certain kinds of music, all kinds of art, but music especially is vulnerable to this, the cool factor.
Mm-hmm.
Some kinds of music are seen as cool. You're edgy for liking it. Other kinds of music is just like, well, that's just pop, you know, so there's something wrong if that's all you listen to.
So let's get to brass tacks.
Okay.
Before we get into the data and look at your numbers, we have to acknowledge that when we went to your office today to ask you if you wanted to participate in this, colleagues immediately pointed out the pile of CDs that are covering your desk and said that you might not be the best test case here. Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't use Spotify to listen to music for pleasure. It's what I use to just check stuff out. I do use iTunes, which offers the same thing that, you know, it'll give you your play numbers. That's what I plug into my car stereo when I'm driving or whatever.
So moving right along, what is your most listened to music of the year?
It turns out the song I listened to more than any other in the last year was by the veteran LA rap group Cypress Hill.
Wow.
Who put out an album that was full of the sounds of other parts of the world. Now, I introduce you to Mekhlit, the Ethiopian-American. They introduced me to Sadat 50, this Egyptian rap crew,
wow,
who appear with them on this song called Band of Gypsies. I love everything about that, even after, you know, more than a dozen listenings, which for me is a lot.
Right.
I mean, the kind of the ululation in the background and the Egyptian scales and the big production. I just love it.
So, John, really what I want to ask here, what is your guiltiest pleasure of 2019?
See, I don't believe in guilty pleasures. If you like a song, don't feel bad about it. I do have, you know, just a piece of kind of sugary pop earworm kind of burrow into your head and won't let go kind of melody making.
We like it.
By a British band called Love, Fame, Tragedy, an offshoot of a better known band called The Wombats. The song is called My Cheating Heart. There's nothing edgy or experimental about this. It's just well-constructed pop, and I have absolutely no guilt that this is on my top 10. San Francisco. What's not to like?
John, when I see you next time in a car or on the train, I'm going to say he's listening to that song.
Quite probably.
John Schaefer, he's the host of WNYC's New Sounds. John, thank you for being a good sport.
Thanks, Sean.